Film Friday. I'm David.
I'm Brendan.
大家好，我是 Echo.
And we've got a special guest here today.
Coming all the way from Henan, 我是小虎, also call me Anthony.
And we have a spectacular movie, which maybe people have seen in Henan.
Possibly. The movie theaters in Henan are projectors across a white blank screen.We don't go to the movie theaters, it's just outside.
I think this may actually have been remade in Henan.
Henan Hua.
Yeah.
It's
entirely possible.
Anyway, we've got a good clip today. It's from a great movie, really funny, and we hope that you're going to get it.
There's a lot of boxes filled with pop-up Chinese shirts that are just waiting. Yeah, they're hot off the press and they're waiting to get shipped out via Panda Express.
That's absolutely right. If you get this, you're going to get a pop-up Chinese t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to the clip.
为什么要攻击我们？
是亚基伦的战争规则，先是最后通牒，然后是警报发射。我们有标准银河系时间一星期做答复。
银河系一个星期，那是多久？
一个小时。
一个小时。
This is what? This is Ed Harris and
Andy Lau
and Jamie Lee Fox. No, Jamie Fox.
Jamie Lee Fox. Yes.
Echo, take us away.
他们为什么要攻击我们？
他们为什么要攻击我们？
It's a question we ask every day.
Yeah.
你为什么要攻击我？
Yeah, and that's not to be confused with 宫保鸡丁, the stellar chicken and peanuts dish.
It's also not to be confused with 攻击 as in rooster. This is attack.
Yeah.
是亚基伦的战争规则。
是亚基伦的战争规则。
The second word in that sentence, we don't even know what it is, though.
Yeah, no, and it will not be in your dictionary.
Yeah.
This was a word that Ed Harris created himself.
Yeah.
Lexographer Ed Harris is his second profession.
先是最后通牒，然后是警报发射。
先是最后通牒，然后是警报发射。
Okay, Brennan, we're going to give you this one.
You would. So, 最后通牒 is the final warning,、
mm-hmm.
or the final notification, after which there is sending out a report. 警报发射。
我们有标准银河系时间一星期做答复。
银河系一个星期，那是多久？
我们有标准银河系时间一星期做答复。
This is actually pretty tough. Anthony?
My Henan Hua is only capable of comprehending 一星期。So we know we have one week.
1 week.
1 week.
And maybe giving away a bit more would be giving away too much.
Well, Yinhe Xi is a galaxy or a galactic system.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big clue.
Yinhe Xi 一个星期,那是多久?
So how long is a galactic week?
一个小时。
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 So you guys have all seen this movie, right?
Yeah. Many times. Many times presented on a blank wall.
露天影院.
I've seen it at least once.
I think the exciting news here is that film has actually reached Henan.
That is. Just last week. It's a recent arrival.
No. They invented it. Back in the Song Dynasty, they invented film, but they used it to wrap things in.You know, like all of the great Chinese inventions, they invent it and then they do exactly the wrong thing with it.
Well, speaking, I'll be the spokesperson for the Henan Board of Tourism. Kaifeng was the capital of the Song Dynasty, and Kaifeng is very famous for the Xiaochi
and the synagogues.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they did have the population. Oh.
They actually had a large Jewish population in Kaifeng.
So, what the rest of the world wants to know really is what happened.
To the Jews?
What? No.
I mean,
I've been to Henan, but it was passing through on the train. I mean, we were going somewhere else.
Blink of an eye. All you saw was...
We got the China Mobile message. Welcome to Henan.
Welcome to Henan. Sorry your phone got stolen.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just that people finally figured out that it was a lousy idea to have your capital in, like, large, indefensible planes. And that was what happened so many times throughout Chinese history. Your capital at Luoyang, invaded. Capital at Kaifeng, invaded.
So what's the essence of?
The essence of Henan is just there's a lot of squatting, and there's a lot of of unique fashion and unique haircuts that you won't find anywhere else. And actually, I was given a unique haircut, so I look Chinese now due to my haircut.
We had to get him to stand up to do the podcast because he came in and just went into the squat.
Legs like a grasshopper.
For anybody who is wondering, the Henanhua for duan, which is the squatting, is gu dui. So I don't know if you ever have the chance to meet another Henan, you can impress them with your Henanhua.
Just whip this on them. And
Bunny is from Henan, our voice actor. Bunny,
mm-hmm. Really? We'll try this one day. We'll just
gu dui.
Gu dui.
Gu dui, Bunny, and we'll see if he goes into the squat.
Yes. But they are very powerful legs. And also Henan, that's the capital of martial arts, I guess. Or the birthplace, the Shaolin Si.
Right.
Jet Li, Li Dianjie, got his chops doing the Shaolin Si Danying back in 1982, or I don't remember.
Cool.
Something like that.
14 kids?
Well, no. You're thinking of something else. But Shaolin Si is him fighting off the evil, I think they're supposed to be Manchus.
Warlord.
Oh, Shaolin
Si movies.
Yeah, no, but this is the original one.
Yeah, the first one.
This is the only real one. Cool. You're thinking of Shaolin Si 2, which was the one with all the kids, and that sucked.
Yeah, Ed Harris adopted all of the kids.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Well, they do have an interesting scene, and this is, you know, it's Shaolin Kung Fu when you see them doing flips on their heads. There's like a front flip, but instead of using hands, they use their forehead.
Yeah. He's just grinding on his head.
That's why I've never studied it.
To be powerful, you have to gu dui.
We've taken you from wherever this film is shot to Henan.
And back
we're going to take you back again by playing you the clip one more time before we go. Brennan, if people get this movie right and we pick them, what are they going to get?
A t-shirt which will render them instantly irresistible to the opposite sex.
Mm-hmm.
Or the same sex, if they're into that.
It's a very good looking t-shirt, and also because it's black, it's just perfect for summer. We've sent Echo wearing one in, 22 degree
perfectly
weather.
Perfectly hot.
She comes back and she's like, oh my God, it's so hot.
She dropped 5 pounds.
Well, the other thing is it doesn't stain.
It will help you, it will help with weight loss.
Also, due to the color, you can go eat it at Hot Pot and nobody know that you're a messy eater.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so get your guesses in. Good luck, and we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Have fun.
Dajian.
Pop-up Chinese, where pop meets culture.